This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is being seen as a bright spot of growth throughout the globe, even as the world has many concerns regarding growth and resources are getting weaponized. Addressing the Economic Times World Leaders Forum in New Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister said the International Monetary Fund forecast that India will remain the world's fastest growing major economy. He said India continues to take several steps to ensure continued growth momentum and that reforms are a commitment of his government. Mr. Modi said India has moved away from a production-linked punishment model during earlier governments to production-linked incentives now. He alleged it was a policy of earlier regimes to keep people in scarcity so that they would beg from the government for even basic needs. Talking about the seven powers representing seven key streams, which he spoke about from the Red Fort, the Prime Minister highlighted that these seven sectors include manufacturing power, agriculture and food processing, technology and innovation, and the green and blue economies on which India is placing immense focus.
15 August ko maine Lal Kile se Sapta Dhara ki सप्त शक्तियों की बात की है और इसलिए भारत आज पॉलिसी लेवल पर नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म्स कर रहा है ताकि हमारा फ्यूचर सुरक्षित हो गवर्नेंस पर रिफॉर्म्स कर रहा है ईज ऑफ लिविंग के लिए रिफॉर्म्स कर रहा है.
The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated that the zero tolerance policy against illegal immigrants will continue and the detect, delete and deport process will be strictly followed. He said the government's commitment to deport every illegal immigrant from the country is utmost priority and adding that demographic change will be strictly stopped. The Home Minister was addressing a gathering in Siliguri, West Bengal yesterday after inaugurating a six-day awareness exhibition on the Bharatiya Nyaya Sahita at Kavakhali ground. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat emphasized the need for more effective use of artificial intelligence in the tourism sector. Speaking to the media yesterday in Jaipur after attending the BRICS Tourism Ministers meeting, Mr. Shekhawat noted that India has seen a threefold increase in tourist numbers over the last 10 years. Meanwhile, India will host the BRICS Youth Ministers meeting today and the BRICS Sports Ministers meeting tomorrow in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will chair both the meetings, with Minister of State Raksha Khadse also attending. The Maharashtra government and Germany's Hesse state have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation in investment, innovation, employment and skill development. The agreement was signed in Mumbai by Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Hesse President Boris Rhein. It covers industry, IT, skilled workforce and cross-border mobility with opportunities in pharmaceuticals, healthcare, automobiles, engineering, AI and the digital economy. Chief Minister Fadnavis said Hesse could be Maharashtra's gateway to Germany and European markets, while Maharashtra could serve as Hesse's gateway to India and the Indo-Pacific. In Ukraine, 15 people were killed and 130 injured after Russian drones struck a shopping mall in Kryvyi Rih, authorities said. Kryvyi Rih is the hometown of President Volodymyr Zelensky. The local administration said 23 children were among the injured and warned that the death toll could rise. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rains in East Madhya Pradesh today. Heavy rain is also expected across Assam, Sikkim, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Monday. Similar conditions are likely in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Uttarakhand and parts of the Himalayan region today. The IMD has also forecast squally weather with winds gusting up to 60 km per hour along the North Andhra Pradesh coast and adjoining parts of the Bay of Bengal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.